Blog Talk Radio.
Would you just slip one hand up and say, Lord, you are welcome in this place. Now lay your hands on yourself. For the Bible says, know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, and the Spirit of God dwells in you. I want you to lay your hands upon yourself and say, Lord, you are welcome in this place. Say it again, Lord, you are welcome in this place. Now just lift your hands and receive His glorious presence. Kurt, come help me, son. Sing this. Lord, you are welcome.
Please.
Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Glory to your holy name, to your righteous name, to your outstanding name. Oh, Father God, we give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. Father God, we are so grateful to you, Father, for all that you have done. Father God, we are just so grateful to you for who you are. We are just so grateful to you, Father. We owe you everything. And we come this morning, Father God, with expressions of gratitude and an attitude, Father God, that we pray is pleasing in your sight, Father God. We confess every sin of omission and every sin of commission. And we bless you, Father. We embrace the gifts of this brand new day, a day that we have never seen before and a day that we will never see again. But it is a day that you have made, and we are rejoicing and we are glad in it, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. Our God's name is great, 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 and greatly to be praised. Father, we thank you for all the services taking place around the globe on today. Father God, in the name of Jesus, be it, Father God, in the sanctuary, be it on internet, radio, be it on Facebook, social media, on the street corners, in the jailhouses, in the hospital rooms. Oh, Father God, we just want to say thank you. We just want to bless you, God, in the name of Jesus, for all the souls that have rededicated their lives to you, all the healings that have taken place, all of the testimonies, Father God, that is churning even right now. God, we say thank you. And we say thank you, Father God, that we're going to see you again, Father God, hallelujah, see you. Father God, we don't know if we can say again, but we just know that we're going to see you. And Father God, and we're going to be with you forever, forever, and forever, and forevermore. So thank you, Father God, for helping us, Father God, to prepare ourselves for the great wedding feast, Father God. And we bless you and we say thank you for the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Father God, we thank you for the endurance of this ministry, Father God. Thank you. Taking us through the rough times, the tight times, Father God. This is taking us through all time. And we just want to say thank you, Father. Thank you for all of the people that are being blessed, Father God, by this platform, Father God, around the globe. People, Father God, we may never meet on this side, but we thank you, Father God. We thank you for the opportunity to serve in Jesus' name. So we bless you. We thank you, Father, that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts are acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength, and O Lord, our Redeemer. And our soul says amen, amen, and amen. We bless the Lord. We bless the Lord. We bless the Lord. We bless the Lord. Hallelujah. We bless the name of the Lord. God is good. God is great. God is great. God is good. And God is God. Welcome, 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 welcome to our Sunday services here at the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. So maybe you're not a stranger with us. Maybe you're visiting with us all the time. Amen. And as much as we, amen, serve on this platform 7 days a week, we are here in Jesus' name. So welcome back. And if this is your first time, welcome, 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 welcome to each and every one of you. We bless be the name of the Lord. Amen. That faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So we want to thank God, amen, as we come, that there are no distractions, that we can hear what the Spirit of the Lord wants to say to us on today. Amen and amen. I am Apostle Dr. Alfreda Bradford, bringing you greetings from the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, where Jesus Christ is our Lord. He is our Lord. We choose him, amen, because he first chose us. And we are in agreement with him to do his will while it is called day, because night cometh and no man can work. Amen and amen. All right, all right, all right. In the book of 1 Samuel, chapter number 17, 1 Samuel, chapter number 17, and I'm going to begin reading in verse number 25, and it reads like this.
It says, now the Israelites had been saying, do you see how this man keeps coming out? He comes out to defy Israel. The king will give great wealth to the man who kills him. He will also give him his daughter in marriage and will exempt his family from taxes in Israel. David asked the men standing near him, what will be done for the man who kills this Philistine and removes this disgrace from Israel? Who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God? They repeated to him what they had been saying and told him, this is what will be done for the man who kills him. When Eliab, David's oldest brother, heard him speaking with the men, he burnt with anger at him and asked, why have you come down here? And with whom did you leave these few sheep in the wilderness? I know how conceited you are and how wicked your heart is. You came down only to watch the battle. Now what have I done? Said David. Can't I even speak? He then turned away to someone else and brought up the same matter. And the men answered him as before. What David said was overheard and reported to Saul, and Saul sent for him. David said to Saul, let no one lose heart on account of this Philistine. Your servant will go and fight him. Saul replied, you are not able to go out against this Philistine and fight him. You are only a young man, and he has been a warrior from his youth. But David said to Saul, your servant has been keeping his father's sheep. When a lion or bear came and carried off a sheep from the flock, I went after it, struck it, and rescued the sheep from its mouth. When it turned on me, I seized it by its hair, struck it, and killed it. Your servant has killed both the lion and the bear. This uncircumcised Philistine will be like one of them, because he has defied the armies of the living God. The Lord who rescued me from the paw of the lion and the paw of the bear will rescue me from the hand of the Philistine. Saul said to David, go, and the Lord be with you. Glory be to God. The Lord be with you. Then Saul dressed David in his own tunic. He put a coat of armor on him and a bronze helmet on his head. David fastened on his sword over the tunic and tried walking around, because he was not used to them. I cannot go in these, he said to Saul, because I am not used to them. So he took them off. Then he took his staff in his hand, chose 5 smooth stones from the stream, put them in the pouch of his shepherd's bag, and with his sling in his hand, he approached the Philistine. Meanwhile, the Philistine, with his shield bearer in front of him, kept coming closer to David. He looked David over and saw that he was little more than a boy, glowing with health and handsome, and he despised him. He said to David, am I a dog that you come at me with sticks? And the Philistine cursed David by his gods. Come here, he said, and I'll give your flesh to the birds and the wild animals. David said to the Philistine, you come against me with sword and spear and javelin, but I come against you in the name of the Lord Almighty, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defiled. This day The Lord will deliver you into my hands, and I'll strike you down and cut off your head. This very day I will give the carcasses of the Philistine army to the birds and the wild animals, and the whole world will know that there is a God in Israel. All those gathered here will know that it is not by sword or spear that the Lord saves, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give all of you into our hands. Amen, amen, and amen. And this is the reading, hallelujah, of God's word, hallelujah, for the people of God. And we just want to thank God for the blessed word, hallelujah. God's word is blessed from Genesis to Revelation, hallelujah. And we say thank you, Jesus. So from this portion of scripture, we want to speak to you just for a few minutes today, amen, on a subject. Think about it. Think about it. Think about it. Think about it. Amen, amen, that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts will be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our redeemer. Beloved, this story here with David and Goliath is a very, very interesting story. It's one that you can read over and over and over, and every time you read it or hear it, you get excited with and amazed at the miracle-working power of our living God. Oh, glory be to God. This is a story that's told in a lot of our Sunday school classes, starting with the little children. But I'm telling you, it's a story, amen, for everybody, amen, to hear over and over again, because it's just not, this is not a parable, amen, that was written. This is the actual, it went down just the way the Bible says it went down. Amen. And so before David and Goliath had their confrontation, beloved, we want to thank God that the children of Israel had been delivered out of Egypt, amen, by God's mighty hand. They had crossed over. They had been in the wilderness for 40 years, walking around. But they finally had entered. Somebody say finally. They finally, the day came when they had entered the promised land, but they was afraid to go in. Sometimes God will take us, amen, glory be to God, and God will answer our prayers, and God will bring deliverance. But then we stand at the gate, and we are afraid to go in. We are afraid to cross over. Glory be to God. It's like looking your blessing straight in the eye, but you're afraid to go over. And this was what was happening here. They were afraid to enter in because there was giants in the land. And these were real giants. Beloved, the Bible tells us that Og of Bashan, we can read in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter number 3, verse number 11, where he needed a bed that was 13 feet long. That's a pretty long bed. That's like twice or triple the size of an average bed. So this is like really, these giants were like really giants. Glory be to God. And there's a story, and we don't have time to go into it right now, how the giants came about. Beloved, but the Bible does tell us that the spirits was having sex with the women of that time. All right, I'm just going to leave it right there because I don't want to get too deep in that subject today. Amen. But they were real, real, real giants. And so the people were afraid. And we can't really beat them up. We can't really say shame on them. We can't really throw them under the bus, beloved, because sometimes there are giants in our lives. There are giant situations in our lives, see, that we are afraid of. See, giant financial situations, health situations, family situations. See, they're giant in our lives because we look at them as giant situations because they're bigger than us. we really can't see our way around it because, you know, the giant was so tall they couldn't see over the giant. And these weren't skinny giants, beloved. These were thick giants, see? And so sometimes the giants block our view. And so this is what was happening here at this time. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So Goliath had everybody afraid. Everybody. Even King Saul had his hesitation. And you would think that he would have been the one to take on the giant because he was the king. But not so. Glory be to God. In God's eyes, however, Goliath was no different than anyone else. Oh, my God, my God, my God. Oh, we bless be the name of the living God. Goliath, beloved, hallelujah. Let me back up just a little bit, amen, as we move forward. I don't want to take it for granted that everybody knows, amen, about David and Goliath, amen, because you may be new, amen, to the Christian life, amen. Maybe salvation is new to you. Maybe the Bible is new to you. Maybe you didn't grow up in church or whatever the case might be, amen. But an army often avoided the high cost of battle by pitting its strongest warrior against the strongest warrior of the enemy. This avoided great bloodshed because the winner of the fight would be considered the winner of the battle. Goliath had the definite advantage against David from a physical standpoint. See, not only that, beloved, Goliath was very, very arrogant. See, he was a giant with an attitude. See. But Goliath did not realize by him fighting David, even though David was, you know, a little boy to him, David was puny to him, you know, David was an insult to him, see, but what Goliath didn't realize that when he was fighting David, he also had to fight God. Ah, my God, my God. Beloved, God said he'll make he'll be an enemy to our enemies, and he will be a friend to our friends. The Bible tells us, beloved, amen, that the battle does not belong to us, but the battle belongs to God. Oh, glory be to the living God. Hallelujah. Oh, and so, beloved, so here we have the two sides, and both of them was waiting for the other one to attack. Because the first one that approached was bound to lose, see? And the reason that they was bound to lose, beloved, glory be to God, hallelujah, is because they had to go down in the valley and then they had to come back up on a hill to approach the enemy, see? So the first one to make their move was going to be at a disadvantage. And this is why they had waited. The Bible says when we read, do our research, it had been 40 days that they was waiting for the other person to make a move. Glory be to God. But David made the move, beloved. David made the move. And you know I won't say it's sad, but it's commonplace. When David approached Goliath, when he went down to see what all this ruckus was about, and what all this noise was about. And David's brother was there. And David's brother, as we read in our scripture this morning, told David to go back home to your little bit of sheep. He said, go back home to your little bit of sheep. What, you just down here being newsy. See? You just down, look at it, beloved. That just goes to show how sometimes people don't know your heart. Ah, verse number 28. Eliab, David's oldest brother, heard him speaking with the man. He burned with anger at him and asked, why have you come down here? And with whom did you leave those few sheep in the wilderness? I know how conceited you are and how wicked your heart is. You came down only to watch the battle. Beloved, people will criticize you when you got a little. People will criticize you when you got a little bit of money, when you got a little teeny house, when you got a little teeny car, when you got a little teeny ministry, when you got little teeny members. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. People have a way of looking down on you. But because you don't have a whole lot, because you don't have what they have, because you don't have what they think you should have. And we here we see how David's brother criticized him and told him to go back to the backside of the desert with them little bit of sheep. Then we saw here how he started blaming David, called David conceited, called him wicked. And we know, beloved, that David was a man after God's own heart. We know that David was not the man that his brother accused him of. And it is so amazing how some people, even family members, don't know your heart, calling you wicked when it's not that way, calling you conceited when it's not that way, calling you newsy when it's not that way, have all type of labels on you. See, and it was not that way. Oh, glory be to God. But beloved, hallelujah, it did not stop David. It did not stop David, amen, from doing, amen, hallelujah, what the Lord had already ordained for him to do. Not only did David have to deal with the criticism of his brother, beloved, I want to show you this, glory be to God. I want to show you this point. Amen. These are the points that I'm making, amen, as we unveil the message. So here he is, his brother telling him to go back to the teeny bit of sheep, belittling him. See? Not only did his brother, amen, exaggerate and label him falsely, here we see King Saul. Look how small the now King Saul was the king, but look how small the king was thinking, talking to David. In our scripture, same scripture, 1 Samuel 17. Look at verse number 33. Saul replied, talking to David, "You are not able to go out against this Philistine and fight him. You are only a young man, and he has been a warrior from his youth." Look how small the king was thinking. What the king was telling David was that this Philistine has experience. He's been fighting and killing people since the time he was a little boy. He has more strength than you, David. He has more experience than you, David. Look how small the king was thinking. But beloved, we see here that David refused. David still refused to change his mind. Oh, somebody say thank God for faith. Somebody say, thank God for faith in God. Oh, glory be to God. Beloved, a lot of us would have turned around and went home if our big brother had tore us down in public the way that David's brother tore him down, the way that he embarrassed him and insulted him. A lot of us would have turned around and went home. But then the boot, glory be to God, if we didn't go after the king, glory be to God, spoke words of defeat after the leader of Israel told us there was no way we was going to win. What's wrong with you? You smoking dope, boy? What's happening with you? It's no way. You don't have the experience. You don't have the education. You don't have the money. Come on now, glory. You don't have what it takes. How much? How many times have we heard those words echoed? Glory be to God. You don't have what it takes. You don't have the right skin color. You're not the right gender. You don't have the right credit. You don't have the right money. You don't, ain't nothing right. Why don't you just go on home and act like you got some sense? But not King David. And he wasn't the king at that time. He wasn't even the king. But he was thinking like one. Oh, glory be to God. He refused to change his thinking because David kept his trust in Jehovah Nissi. David's trust was in the God of war. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. His trust was not in anything else, not in anybody else. Sometimes we get hooked on people. Oh, glory be to God in them. And those people let us down, we go down with them. Sometimes we get hooked on circumstances and situations and reports. Oh, beloved, hallelujah. But David's trust, hallelujah, was only in God. I will trust in the Lord. I know that I'm able to do this because God is with me. I believe God. With man, it might be impossible, but not with God, because with God, all things are possible. Oh, glory be to God. David said, yeah, I see he's bigger than me. He's taller than me. He's wider than me. He has more experience than me. But hallelujah, he said, but the God that I serve is bigger than him. You got to know that the God that you serve is bigger than your situation. The God that you serve, hallelujah, can do all things. Hallelujah. David refused to change his thinking. He kept his trust in God. Hallelujah. He refused to think small about God. Oh, my God. He refused to think, hallelujah, that his problem, hallelujah, was bigger than God. Beloved, you have to know, hallelujah, that, hallelujah, your problem might be big, but it's not bigger than God. Oh, my God, hallelujah. Hallelujah. It is not bigger than God. Hallelujah. It may be bigger than you, but if it is not bigger than God, there is no way that your problem can swallow you up. There's no way you're going down. There's no way you're going under. There is no way. David knew it. David believed it. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He did not back up, even with the intimidations and the threats. Oh, glory be to God. Sometimes those threats can be a little scary, but he didn't let it scare him. Oh, glory be to God. Those intimidations can be a little insulting, but he didn't let it insult him. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Beloved, hallelujah. It's not who you are that holds you back. Hallelujah. As one wise man said, it's not who you are that holds you back. It's who you think you are not. Oh, glory be to God. I said, I'm going to say it again. It's not who you are that's holding you back. It's who you think you are not. Your thoughts affect a lot. Hallelujah. About you, beloved. The way you're thinking, David was thinking like a winner. David was thinking like a conqueror. David was thinking victorious. Glory be to God. Beloved, the Bible says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. David was thinking like a winner. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. David was thinking, hallelujah, it is impossible for my God. He wasn't thinking that it was impossible for him to fail. He was thinking that it was impossible for God to fail. Oh, beloved, you got to know it. You got to believe it. You got to think on these things. Glory be to God. David was not entertaining defeat. Hallelujah. Regardless of the circumstances. Hallelujah. Beloved, the quality of your thoughts will determine the quality of your life. Hallelujah. You got to think like a winner. You got to hold on to it. I don't care if it was Goliath and his brother. And his brothers, you got to think like a winner. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. The quantity of your thoughts determines the quantity of your life. Beloved, if you are always thinking small and little, you will never be able to receive the big and the mighty things that God has for you. You can't receive it because you don't believe it. Because if you believed it, you would think on it. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. If you are always thinking of yourself as not qualified for God's use and for God's glory, you will not be able to make significant impact to this world. Glory be to God. Beloved, God calls the unqualified and he qualifies them. It didn't say the university qualifies you. It didn't say the Bible school qualified you. It didn't say your family history qualified you. No, God qualifies you. David was a shepherd boy. Glory be to God. In the backside of the desert, tending sheep. Glory be to God. But God was preparing him. He was in training for reigning. He was in training for reigning. Beloved, when you read the whole story, and I encourage you to do that today, hallelujah, David said, amen, that I killed the bear and I killed the lion when they came for the sheep. David was faithful on the backside of the shepherd, desert. So if David was faithful there, then God could use him to be faithful, amen, where he was there. He was in training. David had no idea when he was taking down the lion and taking down the bear that was his preparation to take down Goliath. He didn't have a clue, but he was faithful. He is faithful. Glory be to God. And beloved, when God sees us faithful in a little bit, then God can increase our responsibilities. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Somebody tell the Lord yes. Hallelujah. David didn't qualify himself. God qualified him. Hallelujah. I come to tell you, beloved, that God has already qualified you. You already qualified. Hallelujah. That was what all the ruckus was about. All the stuff that the Lord has brought you out of. All the stuff that the Lord has brought you through. Oh, glory be to God, when it looked like you was going to lose, but you didn't. When it looked like you was going to die, but you didn't. Oh, glory be to God, that was preparation time. That was training time for what the Lord is calling you to. Hallelujah. You have to know that you are qualified because you have accepted in the beloved. Hallelujah, my God, my God. Beloved, I come to tell you that you are not alone. Hallelujah, you're not by yourself. Hallelujah, if God be for you, who can be against you? God was with David. And God is with you. David did not back up, and neither should you. Beloved, I'm coming to encourage you today, glory be to God, to keep going. To keep going. Know that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Glory, keep going. I am more than a conqueror through Christ. Keep going. Glory, baby, you're going to take your Goliath down. I know it looks impossible, glory, but God's going to show you how to do it. God's going to show you when to do it. Glory be to God, you're going to take it down. He's going to anoint you to run through a troop and leap over a wall. Glory be to God. He's going to help you to take that Jericho wall down, that fortified wall. Glory, I don't care what the government said. I don't care what the judge said. I don't care what the lawyer said. I don't care what the doctor said. I don't care what nobody said. Beloved, what did God say? Hallelujah. And David held on to his faith in God. And God did not disappoint David because God honors faith. He honors it. Hallelujah. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. But he is a rewarder of them who diligently seeks him. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. While the rest of the army stood around, David knew the importance, hallelujah, of taking action. See, David just didn't sit around and talk about what he was going to do one day. Hallelujah. He took a move of faith. Hallelujah. Show me your faith without your works, and I'll show you my faith with my works. I want to encourage somebody today. Glory be to God. I don't know who I'm talking to. I don't know what you're in the midst of. I don't know what your Goliath look like. All I'm telling you is God is going to take him down. David was able to take Goliath down because God took Goliath down. All David had was his faith in God and his sling bag. He didn't have nothing else. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Beloved, we fight. Amen. The Goliath had on his armor and David had on his armor. You want to know what David's armor was? David's armor was invisible. We wear an invisible armor. And we can read about it in Ephesians chapter number 6. You can't see that helmet of salvation. You can't see the breastplate of righteousness, the belt of truth, the shoes of peace, the sword of the spirit, and the shield of faith. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah, but it worked. Beloved, hallelujah, as this year ends, 2022, you will end this year in a blaze of victory. I prophesy into your life. I encourage you to think big. As we come to the conclusion of this year and the beginning of a new year, do not limit yourself. Think big. God is encouraging you to think big. Glory be. He flexes his muscles when you think big. God created you to achieve something big. He created you. He created David to take down Goliath. And God created you to take down something big. Glory be to God. Don't settle for less. Don't settle for less. Something great is about to happen concerning you. Something great is about to happen concerning your tomorrow. And I just want to tell you to hold on and hold out. Hold on and hold out. Hold on and hold out. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Meditate on God's word day and night. Hallelujah. And go forward. And go for it. They might call you crazy, like they called David crazy. Go for it. They might try to stop you. Don't let them stop you. David didn't let them stop him. He went forward. Even when the king told him that it was no way. The man in authority. But he gave his blessings. He said, if you think you can do it, then do it. And he did it. Think about it, beloved. Think about it. Don't let the giants steal your blessing because it got your name on it. But you got to come by faith and get it. Amen and amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, we break away from small thinking in Jesus' name. And Father, we ask that you would help us. Help us to think bigger. Help us to move from faith to faith and glory to glory, Father God. Help us to stop seeing ourselves as grasshoppers. Stop, Father God, that we may stop comparing ourselves, Father, to things that are not important, Father, because all power is in your hand. And even though what we're going through might be bigger than us, it's not bigger than you. So, Father, we choose to think of ourselves the way you think of us, that we are great, that we are big. Holy Spirit of God, renew us and help us to see ourselves the way that you see us from this day forward. In Jesus' name, we thank you. And in Jesus' name, we pray. Amen and amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. We pray that you have been blessed by the word of God on today, beloved, encouraging us to think like a winner. To think like a winner, because you are. Glory be to God. And you win and the devil lose, but you got to believe it and you have to act on it. And it shall come to pass. Amen and amen. We want you to know that we meet on this platform 7 days a week here at the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. And if this is your first time with us, we invite you, please come back and share with us. We meet Monday through Saturdays at 6 a.m. Eastern Time and then back on Sundays at 12. We have Wednesday night Bible study. Here, I think we only have one more Bible study this year, maybe, I think. But nevertheless, amen, 5 a.m. in the morning. Amen, we meet on social media at the morning altar. Amen. So we have a lot going on. We invite you to visit our webpage at lifewordjesus.org. Lifewordjesus.org. Find out more about our ministry. And while you're there, amen, we encourage you to sow into the soil. Amen, of this ministry. You can hit the donate button there. Amen. We can also, our Cash App address is $LifeWordJesus, $LifeWordJesus. And our mailing address is P.O. Box 461, Glenside, Pennsylvania, 19038. All right. We bless you in the name of the Lord. Well, beloved, amen. Whew. Time really did come up on us. Do you believe that 2 more weeks and the year is over if the Lord tarry? And what we're going to do next week, we may have some different plans for next week for our Sunday services. We're going to try to coordinate. We don't want to leave our internet audience in limbo. So we're going to try to tie it all in to social media. We're going to try to be on social media, all our TV platforms, and also the internet radio at the same time. We tried it once, a couple times before, and we're going to try it again as we celebrate Christmas. Amen. And so that's our goal. So we will advertise on our webpage exactly how we're going to do it, but we want everybody to be included as we celebrate the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen and amen. All right. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. If you have a prayer request and you want us to pray with you, we have sincere, earnest, holy prayer warriors in this ministry, and we'll be more than happy to take your request to the altar and touch and agree. So reach out to us. You can send us an email at lifewordjesus@gmail.com. You can write to us in the regular mail, P.O. Box 461, Glenside, PA, 19038, or you can even call us. And our telephone number is on our webpage at lifewordjesus.org. And we don't sweat you. Pray with you. We're going to pray for you, and we're going to encourage you in the Lord. Before we let you go, if you have never, ever, ever received Jesus Christ in your heart as Lord and Savior, today is the day. Today is the day. You have so many people running around in the malls and picking up Christmas gifts and doing shopping and groceries and getting ready for the holidays, but they don't know the person that we're celebrating. They don't know Jesus. And so we want to invite you to accept him into your heart as Lord and Savior right now. It only takes a few seconds. Just repeat after us. Father, I am a sinner, and I ask that you would forgive me for all of my sins. I open my heart, and I invite Jesus to come in and be my Lord and be my Savior, and help me to follow you all the balance of the days of my life. Thank you for saving me. Thank you for erasing my name out of the book of death. And my name is confirmed in the Lamb's Book of Life. Thank you, Father. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What was that? 30 seconds. Hallelujah. 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 You're saved. The angels are rejoicing. And we are rejoicing. Let us know. Just let us know. Just send us out a text or email that I gave my life to Christ today. Amen. And we are sending you out some materials to help you grow and mature in your full salvation. We're happy for you. Welcome to the family of God. All right. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. That's it for the day. Hallelujah. Everybody have a good day, a wonderful day, a fantastic day. Hallelujah. Whatever you do, amen. Keep Jesus on your mind. And we will be back again tomorrow morning. 6 a.m. And you know what the good part is? If you miss us, you can pull us up on the replay. But we want you here with us. But if you can't be here with us, we understand. Glory be to God. So God bless you. Amen. This is Apostle Dr. Alfreda. Amen. In the service of the Lord. And thank you for allowing me to serve you on today. God bless you. God bless you. And God bless you.
Walk on water. Here's